Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Christians like to think about our blessed Redeemer. The Hebrew word is Gaal or Goel, but that title is also translated as Revenger or Avenger. In ancient Israel, there was no penal system, and every clan was to have a kinsman who took responsibility for wronged family members, especially by violence. We enjoy the love story of Ruth and Boaz, but at other times, quote, "The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death," Numbers 35:21. Yes, Christ paid the redemption price in his own blood to buy us out of sin's slave market. But what will he finally do after the ever-lengthening day of grace to those who flaunt God's grace, persecute his people, and mock his claims? How will he answer the martyr's cry, quote, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Revelation 6:10. Or as David says, quote, "When he avenges blood, he remembers them." Psalm 9, verse 12. What is the balance between seeking the salvation of God's enemies, as we all once were, Romans 5:10, and also wanting God to set right the wrongs of wicked men? Paul writes, quote, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.' Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." That's chapter 12, verses 19 to 21. David's psalm oscillates between a call for justice for the wicked and mercy for himself, Psalm 9:13. The secret is found in the title of Psalm 9. It was to be sung, quote, "to the tune of Death of the Son." The Hebrew is Mut Laban. Thank God for his wrath. Only that wrath once poured out on the Son can save us and multitudes who are still God's enemies, saving us, quote, "from the wrath to come." 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.